This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus. He is all our song. There is all you need in Jesus, won't you come along?
And now, here's Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi there. Come on in. You are welcome. Can you spare about 30 minutes or so? If you can, we'll fill all those minutes with lots of good listening. Let's see. On today's program, we'll hear from our cheerful cousins, of course, the three nieces, Jonathan, Scotty, and Sherilyn. Carrie will be singing our Go Along with the Story song, and if possible, we'll tuck in a feature we call Answers to Your Bible Questions. A story? Of course we'll have a story, and I'll tell you about that a little later. Guess we'd better get right to our music makers if we're going to fit all that in. Our programs are especially geared for school-age kids. That means some of our material will be good for those 11 and older, and some of our materials will be especially aimed at the younger listeners. Our cousins start off with two old-time songs especially beamed to the young ones. First up, the cousins are singing, "I'll Be a Sunbeam for Jesus."
Jesus wants me for a sunbeam to shine for him each day. In every way try to please him, at home, at school, at play. A sunbeam, a sunbeam.
Another song, well, pretty much like that one, Jesus Bids Us Shine.
Jesus bids us shine with a clear, pure light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world of darkness, we must shine.
Well, since we've had some songs for our younger listeners, let's hear from one of our younger singers. 5-year-old Scotty tells us that God loves a cheerful giver.
I can't be grumpy and greedy, groany and moany when it's time to share with you. I can't be scully and growly, stumpy. Time to share with you, but I won't be, no I won't be, no way, no I won't be, not me, because God loves it when I share with you, God loves it when I give.
Why should we want to cheerfully give to God? Well, for one thing, because He is God. But also for another reason. God has been so good to us. Our three nieces, Lisa, Sue, Mary, and Becky, have a bright song that tells us about some of the things the Lord has done for us. Listen.
He took my feet from the miry clay. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And placed them on the rock to stay. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I can tell the world.
With the words of that good song in mind, let's take time to thank the Lord for all He has done for us. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your wonderful love to us. Thank You for being willing to leave heaven and come to this earth and die on the cross for our sins and rise again from the dead. Thank You that when we trust You as Savior, You come to live in our hearts and lives through Your Holy Spirit. I pray just now for boys and girls and older ones too who have never invited You to be their Savior. May they do so even at this very moment while they're listening to this program. Thank You for this time together with our friends around the world. In Jesus' name we pray it with thanksgiving. Amen.
You'll be blessed, my trust. You'll be strength to serve through the miracle, the power of prayer.
Isn't it great to be able to talk to God as we would to our very best friend? Jonathan has a cute song that talks all about being a friend of the Father. Listen.
I'm so happy to be here among you, sharing thoughts with those who feel the way I do. And it thrills me so to join in the proclaiming of the joy that has united me and you. There is no place like home, so they tell me. There is nothing like an old familiar song. But where two or more are gathered in His honor, then I know that is a place where I belong. Let us praise the Lord above through our common bond of love. It's as though I already know You from somewhere down the line. 'Cause any friend
Hi, Sherilyn. How are you today?
Uncle Charlie, after hearing all this nice music, I feel fantastic.
Fantastic? Well, that's great, Sherilyn. I'm glad you're so happy. But do you always feel fantastic?
Well, no. Sometimes I feel really upset. Oh. Like when my little brother practices his cutting on my favorite coloring book.
Uh-oh. And can you still praise the Lord even when you feel upset?
Yes, no matter how I feel, I can still praise the Lord because the sound of His music is in my heart.
Well, can we hear some of those sounds of music right now?
Yes.
All right, let's hear them.
Praise ye the Lord, bless His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, bless His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, bless His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, bless His name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus died, raised again in 3 short days. Me, the one for whom Christ died, for He took my sins away. So I'm living in His love, love I never knew before. T, the shape of Calvary, which reminds me grace is free. Do you know that Jesus died, raised again in 3 short days. Me, the one for whom Christ died, for He took my sins away. So I'm living in His love, love I never knew before. See the shape of Calvary, which reminds me grace is free.
And now let's take time for answers to your Bible questions. Carrie wrote from Wisconsin, Uncle Charlie, I have a question. It says in 1 Corinthians 5:17 that if a person trusts Christ as Savior, he's a new creation. Old things pass away and all things become new. Well, I gave my life to Jesus a year ago. Now I'm the biggest brat in the whole world. My mom says I'm not the biggest brat in the world, but it seems like it. I lose my temper, I sass off to my mother, I pout, and many other things. What is wrong? Well, Carrie, when you became a Christian, when you invited the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and life, you did not become perfect. You'll have a problem with that old nature until you get to heaven. The very fact that you are bothered by the things you are doing wrong is a good sign. That's the Holy Spirit who lives in you, making you feel uncomfortable about the way you've been acting. Now you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you each day to live in a way pleasing to the Lord. Read God's Word every day. Pray every day. And as soon as you realize you've done something wrong, right then and there, tell the Lord you're sorry and ask His help not to do it again. Don't get discouraged. The more you work at it with God's help, the less problem you'll have with your temper and sassing off to others. Yes, you are a new creation in Christ, Carrie. Christians are not perfect, but they are forgiven. Thanks for sharing a question that I'm sure others have wondered about, too. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of exciting stories, suggested scriptures, and more. It's yours for the asking in Keys for Kids. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. I do believe it will soon be time for our story. Hey, I haven't told you the name of the story, have I? It's called Staying Clean. Now, that's hard to do. When we play outside, it's easy to get dirty, and that's okay. But also, in the midst of a dirty, sinful old world, it's hard to stay clean spiritually. But you know something? If we know the Lord Jesus as Savior, He wants to help us do just that. As Carrie puts it in her Go Along with the Story song, He lovingly guards every footstep.
Jesus is
walking beside me, guiding each step of the way. Safely he'll lead me to heaven. Gladly his voice I obey. He lovingly guards every footstep.
Today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Barbara Westberg, is entitled Staying Clean. Marla's parents had a dinner engagement, and as usual, Marla was going to babysit her little brother and sister, who were twins. Her parents said she could bring a friend home from school this time to help with the babysitting and then to spend the night. Marla chose Wendy. Mother had not met Wendy before, but she reluctantly agreed that it would be all right. As our story begins, Marla and Wendy are arriving home from school.
Come on in, Wendy. I'm home, Mom! Here's Buffy, and where he is, the twins won't be far behind.
Look, Marla, look. I drawed a picture of... Oh, who are you?
This is my friend, Wendy. She's going to spend the night with me, if she can stand the confusion. Wendy, this is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi. Look, Marla. I drew this picture of Buffy. See? That's me and Sean standing by him.
It's a good thing you told me. I'd never have guessed.
Come here, Buffy. I want to comb your hair.
Better run, Buffy. It's dangerous for you around here. Wendy, that's Sean.
Man, it must be wild living with twins.
It is. Believe me, it is.
I'm glad you're home, Marla. I'd like you to... Oh, I'm sorry. I don't believe I've met your friend.
Mother, this is Wendy.
Hello, Wendy.
Hi.
I'm always glad to meet Marla's friends. I hope you knew what you were getting into when you agreed to help Marla babysit her little brother and sister while her dad and I go out for dinner. The twins can keep you hopping.
Oh, I don't mind. I like little kids.
Now, Marla, if you don't have any homework, I wish you...
And remember, Marla, the phone number where we can be reached is on the desk. Call if you need us. Good night.
They act like I'm 8. I know how to take care of the twins. Where are they, anyway?
The last time I saw them, they were in the sandbox in the backyard.
Oh, great. We might as well get out the sandblasting machine. They'll bring in a ton of sand on their clothes. As soon as we clean them up and feed them, we can put them to bed, and then we'll have some fun. I'll go call them.
Wow, that was a job.
I know. It's always harder to get them to sleep when we have company. I think I'll pop some corn.
Good idea. While we're doing that, we can listen to my tapes of the new pop rock group. And here's a couple of True Confession magazines for us to read later. I've been dying to read this one story.
Better turn it down, Wendy. We don't want to wake the twins. Mom would have a fit if she knew we're listening to that kind of music.
Hey, I got a good idea. Let's call Joe.
Joe? Joe Blake?
Sure.
I don't know about that. He's too old for us.
We won't tell him who's calling. We'll just string him along.
Well, you go ahead if you want to. I think I'll pop the corn.
Hurry, girls, and I'll give you a ride to school.
Bye, Mom. See you later.
Goodbye, Marla. Thank you, Wendy, for helping Marla babysit.
Nothing to it. Call me anytime.
Now to get the twins dressed.
I want some more oatmeal, Mama.
Oh, it looks like half of the first bowl is on your face, Sean. It's a never-ending job to keep you and Sheila clean.
Mommy, look, Wendy left her book.
Marla will have to take it to her tomorrow. Let me put it up here, Sheila. I'll put it on the... Oh, True Confessions. Where did you find this, Sheila?
She found it in Marla's room.
You know you are not to play in Marla's room.
I wasn't playing. I was looking. It was under the bed.
I want you to stay out of Marla's room.
Sean was in a room, too, and he said a dirty word.
I did not. Well, I only said it once.
What did you say?
I can't say it again. It's dirty.
How do you know it's a dirty word?
Because Marla told Wendy not to say it around this anymore, or we'd be peeing it. And Sean peed in it just once.
Oh, I see. Yes, I see several things. Why don't you two listen to your story tapes while I clean the house?
Come on, Sean, let's go listen to our new tape.
Oh, no wonder I felt uneasy about leaving Marla and Wendy with the twins last night. Someday I'll learn to listen to my motherly instincts. I wonder what else... What in the world? Sheila! Sean! Turn that off! Where did you get that tape?
I didn't get it. Sheila did.
Sheila, where did you get it?
She got it in Marla's room. It was with a book Wendy forgot.
Well, I think you two had better go outside and play for a while.
Wendy has invited me to her birthday party, Dad. It's going to be at Louie's Pizza Parlor Saturday evening, and then all the girls are invited to spend the night at her house.
I don't think you'd better go, Marla.
Not go? Why not? Don't you like Wendy?
For one thing, Louie's Pizza Parlor doesn't have the best reputation. And your mother found a couple of items today that make us wonder about your friendship with Wendy.
A couple of items? Like what?
Music tape and a magazine.
Oh, well, Wendy's not a Christian, but how can I win her to the Lord if I don't run around with her or be interested in the things she likes?
Being friendly is one thing, Marla, but being best friends, that's another thing.
Oh, Dad.
Marla, will you call the twins in, please? Dinner is ready.
Mother, look at these two. They're filthy.
Oh, no. You both had a bath before your nap. How did you get so dirty?
We played with Buffy. He rolled over and over in the mud. He looked so funny.
Well, you don't look funny. You look dirty.
Oh, you get Sheila cleaned up, Marla. I'll take care of Sean. Dinner will have to wait.
This is a good casserole, Mary, even if it is a bit lukewarm.
Yes, just a bit. Thank you, Don.
Mother, Wendy has invited me to her birthday party, but Dad says I can't go. I don't think he's being fair. I know Wendy's not a Christian, but she's popular. Anyway, how can I witness to her if I'm too good to associate with her?
I agree with your dad, Marla.
Oh, Mom.
Marla, when the twins went out to play, they were clean, right?
I guess so. Mother said they had a bath this afternoon. But what's that got to do with Wendy's party?
What happened when they played with Buffy? Did they make him clean, or did he make them dirty?
Buffy got us dirty. He played in the mud.
Yeah, Sean and I needed a bath all over again.
That's right. Dirt rubs off, not cleanliness. It's easy to get dirty, Marla. It takes work to stay clean. We want you to win Wendy to the Lord, but you won't do it by playing in sin with her.
Is playing in sin like playing in mud?
It's worse.
I remember the verse, 2 Corinthians 7:1. It says, "Cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord."
You can't influence Wendy by listening to her music and reading her magazines and talking like she does, Marla. You have to be different.
That's right. Your best witness is to show her how good it is to live a clean Christian life. Now, how about helping me? While I wash the dishes, you can give Buffy a bath. Staying clean takes hard work.
For you can't help others who've fallen in sin by going down with them and joining in. If you're standing on the rock, you can lend a hand. If you're down in the mud, you can. I praise the Lord for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I burned with shame.
You can't help others who have fallen in sin by going down with them and joining in. That is so very true. If you're standing on the rock, you can lend a hand. But if you're down in the mud with them, you can't. I know you want to reach your unsaved friends for Christ. And boys and girls, by all means, do that. But don't go along with their evil ideas and their evil schemes, okay? Well, time's up for today's visit. Hey, I'd like to hear from you this week. Don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. Write to Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.